So it's Scott Simmons. We're down at TJ Bean's Coffee Shop, and I'm with Adam. Adam, what's your last name?
Adam Thompson.
So Adam, where do you live?
I live on the Sunshine Coast in Seashell.
And what do you do up on the Sunshine Coast?
I run a business that acts as a consultant for people. If they're applying for a Crown Land tenure, they'll give me a call and we'll go.
So if they want a dock, right?
That's right, yeah. If somebody wants a dock, they have to apply through the government for that dock and for that tenure. So,
like, there's not a dock division that you just call up and say, I want a dock, and you just put in a dock?
No, there's not.
How many different Crown or agencies do you have to typically deal with to put in a dock?
Typically about a dozen.
A dozen. And then, so the problem is, if the homeowner tried to do it themselves, they would just run into a whole pitfall of problems, right? That's what we're assuming?
Generally speaking, yeah. I've had a lot of clients who've tried to do it themselves and it hasn't worked out for them, so they give me a call.
So what happens is you come in and then you would look at where they want to put the dock in, and then you would drop a map, and then you would take the ball. And how do you charge people?
That's right. I charge a lump sum. So right from the beginning, they pay me a down payment, so that gets me going, and then it's a lump sum payment, and then I take them through the entire process, which generally takes about a year.
About a year. And then they end up with the right to put in their dock.
That's correct, yeah. They'll get legal documents from the provincial government.
So basically what they have is a legal foreshore lease.
That's right, yeah. If you don't have that and you put in a dock without one, you're considered as being in trespass with the provincial government.
But then once you have that, it also adds value to your land because you can sell it with the property, right?
That's right, yeah. I've talked to real estate agents in the past, and they've told me that depending on the property, it increases the value by about $50,000 without the dock.
Right.
So with the improvements, you add on how much the dock is worth on top of that.
And how long is a typical foreshore lease? Is about 10 years, isn't it?
No, what they're doing now is it's approximately 30 years, and then after that it's a very easy renewal.
Right, so it's getting that original one that...
Yeah, that's right. So they don't really want to deal with it much more than once. What they found is it used to be 10 years, and it was just too much work for them, so they just are allowing people to keep them for much longer now.
So you have a website?
I do have a website. It's under construction right now, but yes, I do.
And what's your web address? We'll wait till this logging truck goes by.
It's www.alltidesconsulting.com.
And someone can find your email address too, and I'll have a link to it at the bottom of this. But they could email you or phone you, and then you would start the process, like talk to them, find out where it is.
Absolutely, yeah. And the initial consultation is free, you know, if you want to give me a call, and we can just talk about it.
So you can go anywhere on the coast in BC?
Anywhere on the coast, yeah, that's right. Anywhere in southern BC.
Now, is there only some places that can get a foreshore lease, or could you get one anywhere?
It gets very difficult. It gets very difficult. I suggest you give me a call, because there's a lot of different factors that come into play when you're looking at that, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks.